Nice find, Garrity. It's always an entertainment for us to find out what he comes up with, because we don't have any idea what he's got in queue for our rejoiners, and usually find something that ties into the topic.
I want to throw out a question from Mr. Ronnie, who's out driving a garbage truck this morning. It was too loud for him to hold. He was wondering, guys, how does he know how old his water heater is?
Manufacturers put a sticker on, and it should show the manufacturing date that tank was made. And it's a removable sticker for warranty purposes. If you're missing one, it's probably been taken off somewhere, but that should be on there. It's usually like less than the size of a dollar bill, and it's usually white or silver in color. And it has all the information to that particular water heater.
Sometimes those dates are in a code, and so you might want to go on to their manufacturing website, put in that serial number and model number, and then that would give you also the date, because sometimes it's hidden in a code.
And just because it's a newer water heater doesn't mean it can't fail. Chris, you said a great point about going to a car dealership, and the service department is working on vehicles that are less than a month old sometimes.
Yeah, if it's man-made, it can fail.
And Jennifer experienced that with a water heater that was 4 years old just last December, or this December, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, getting ready for Carol's wedding. She got married at the hospital so Dad could be there. The night before, all of a sudden we hear this pouring water in the room where it's at, which is our pantry. Walk in, and the thing has given out. It was only 4 years old. Fortunately, her father-in-law is a plumber, so at 11 o'clock at night, he came and fixed it so our bride could have hot water. But how would you know that something was going to give after 4 years?
Well, a four-year-old water heater probably isn't going to really show you any signs, but that doesn't mean that something is going wrong in there. They did nothing wrong. It's mostly all visual that you look at from the outside, and you can't see the inside, so sometimes that's just the luck of the draw.
We need to invent a camera that you scope into a water heater. You've got cameras that go down plumbing lines. We need one that you could, like, snake into the water water inlet or something.
Yeah, you could. But I'll tell you what, though. If you looked inside of a water heater, you'd probably think, oh, my gosh, I'm showering in that water.
Exactly.
There's a lot of stuff
in
a water heater.
And I'll say that, Romy and Jennifer, as a woman, that's one of my main reasons I want my water heater flushed and cleaned out every single year, because I really do see what's in that and what's stays in there. You wash your clothes, you wash your dishes, you think everything's getting clean.
Yourself.
You want to clean that water heater out. But in that four-year-old water heater, what I've also learned over the years from all my plumbers is there's so many factors that go into a water heater. It's not just that water heater. It's your plumbing pressure. It's could maybe need an expansion tank that could have helped save that length of that time. It's cleaning it out every single year. Did that sediment build up? Did the anode, could that have been changed a year earlier and give you much more of a maintenance issue there? So again, that supports the reason why manufacturers say really get your water heater checked and replace those items earlier than later to help that. It may not help it totally, but it really, you do have a lot better chance of having a lot longer life if you are taking care of all the factors that go towards your water heater all the time.
I just had another idea for an invention. Gary, what was our Border Patrol agent that called in to help us talk about metals?
Adrian.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so copper corrodes and iron-based material rust. The only thing that's impervious to nature's natural solvent water is gold. We need to invent gold water heaters, Chris.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
We'll sell it on a lifetime.
Yes.
You need tighter home security at that point.
Exactly.
All right.
And armed trucks to carry them around in.
Delivered in a Brinks truck.
Let's get Steve and Prescott, who's waiting online, on air. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And Steve, you're the first caller this hour. So when we get our first gold water heater off the manufacturing line, I'll give you a price break.
That sounds great to me.
How can we help you?
Got an issue, fairly new home, four external hose bibs, and when I got around to hooking the hose up to one of the hose bibs, I noticed that very little water was coming out compared to the others. So the first thing I did was put a pressure test on each of the hose bibs, and they all had about 62 PSI. But then I took a five-gallon bucket and turned the hose bib on full blast, and three of them filled the bucket in X number of seconds, and the one I'm talking to you about took almost exactly twice as long to fill the 5-gallon bucket with water. So, in other words, there's pressure but no volume.
That would be a restriction probably somewhere, either in the hose bib if you're lucky, that's it, or it could actually be in the line farther into the home that's restricting the flow of the water. You can have the same pressure out of a quarter-inch line. It'll give you so many gallons a minute. If you have 60 pounds of pressure out of a half-inch line, it'll give you a lot more. So there's a restriction somewhere there.
And if it was the hose bib, how does he's got to remove that to test it?
It's probably not a screw-on hose bib. It's probably soldered on, which makes it a little bit harder. But if it is a screw-on, that would be great. Turn your water off, remove the hose bib, and then turn the water back on and let it flush out. And then you can put a gallon bucket there and see how much you're catching to see if it's actually the plumbing in the wall itself or is it just the hose bib. And you could always try just replacing the hose bib and see if you could have debris in there as well where the valve is that shuts it off. I mean, let's hope for the best. Something like that would be the easiest repair.
And the farther away you get from wherever it's pressurized, the slower it will naturally come out anyway.
Yeah.
And the more 90 degrees, depending on how the line was laid, I mean, every bend, every elbow, and your plumbing just slows your water flow down as well. So you'll never have the same amount of pressure on the front of your home as you do, say, the back or, you know, out by the pool or wherever that farthest one away is, which is one reason PEX has become so popular, because you don't have those elbows.
Right.
So more with Linda and Chris Stanfield of Stampede Plumbing. I was looking at your partner page. Rosie on the House partner since 2006. Can you believe that was 14 years ago?
No, I can't.
You were young then.
I know. Yes, thank you.
You were probably my age at that time.
Yeah, I look good.